Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a third-generation seer who was taught right from the start by her grandparents, her grandmothers, who were conscious mediums, and she's been working ever since, helping people and teaching and guiding and channeling love and all kinds of help from spirit. And so that's what our show is all about. And say hello, Ada Marie.
Well, hello, and I'm very happy to talk to you today. So I'm glad that we had this time. I rushed around and moved everything aside so I could take this time out. It's like people are constantly on the phone, so I hung up the phone and called and then hung up the phone so you could call.
Okay. Very good.
Sneaky, huh?
So this is kind of amazing, but we do sometimes have to make space for something that we're reaching out to people that we really don't know, and the people that we know kind of understand and wait until we have the time free for them. So that's wonderful.
Right. You know, time is precious, and people don't realize that if you have spent 10 minutes with them, you have given them a gift of 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
Or whatever the gift of time is that you're using. And I find it really interesting that sometimes people will call and they will say, "Have you got a minute?" And they're really conscientious of the fact that, you know, you might be busy. And then other people will call and they just start rattling off like nothing ever happened. And you have all day to listen.
I know. I had a sister-in-law once. I would call her and say, "And hello, Anita," and she would say, "I'm so glad you called. Blah, 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 goodbye."
I've had friends like that. I said, "It was wonderful talking to you, but I gotta go. I couldn't wait till we left."
And I'd have to call back and say, "Wait a minute, Anita, that was my nickel, and I didn't get to say a word."
Right.
And she meant well. She didn't mean. She didn't know. She didn't even realize she was doing it. You know, but she just.
Probably.
She really wanted to talk to me. She really wanted to talk to me, and so she did.
Obviously, because she never shut up.
Well, anyway.
A lady called the other day, and she talking. Funny, I interrupted her. I said, "Hi, this is Ada Marie. Who am I talking to?" And she said, "Oh, Ada. Oh, I thought you knew it was me." And I said, "How would I do that?" And she said, "Well, I don't know. I thought you'd recognize my voice." I said, "You've got a cold. You expect me to recognize your voice?" "No," she said, "I just got congestion."
There you go.
Yeah. So, see, people don't stop to think.
Right.
They got something to say, and they want to say it, and they don't. The minute you pick up the phone, the minute you say hello or hi, bingo. They're off and running.
Yep.
So that's the way it is. I mean, that's just what they do.
Well, I think listening is an art. And when you really, really listen, you hear layers. You hear what's going on underneath what they're saying.
Absolutely. And I used to train, I call it ethical listening. And in California, I had classes in ethical listening. And I taught people how to listen, to literally listen, so that they didn't pay attention, all their energy didn't go to the words, it went to the sound and the energy pattern behind the sound. And my goodness, what a change that made in people. They really became aware that there was more to a conversation than the words that were being spilled on the table.
Mm-hmm. That's a very powerful concept, you know.
And it doesn't take long to learn. My classes would be like 3 weeks. And then they'd come back after a month or so for a refill, you know,
a refresher.
With questions.
Uh-huh.
And they got very good at it. And many of them got promotions in their jobs. That was good.
Mm.
I was
mm-hmm.
happy for them because they were on top
absolutely.
Of everything.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really, really, really great.
It was great.
So that... It's so interesting when you really notice someone who's not listening to you.
Most people don't
they're just
really
talking.
Listen to anybody. They
and they really really need to know what you're saying. I mean,
right.
You know.
But many of them don't even hear you. They hear the words. They hear the words, and their mind is off on some other subject. They don't even know what the whole thing is about.
Absolutely. And, of course, that's one thing that I do notice with you in working with you all this
mm-hmm.
time. There are frequently times when you'll say, I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me. And
right.
that is a very powerful thing. When someone, because you can just go on and on and on, and you think they know what you're talking about, and they really don't.
They don't, and the sad part of that is they really don't care. They're just listening. They're not really.
Okay.
They're not really hearing you.
Uh huh.
It's like a radio playing.
Actually,
in the
a lot of times they're having a conversation in their head about what they're going to say next.
That's true, too. That is true. And amazingly enough, if they only would say hello or hi
mm-hmm.
or what's happening,
mm-hmm.
the person would, especially I say to people, what's happening, if I know who it is? I say, what's happening?
Right.
And they immediately start talking about what's happening to them that minute. Then you
uh-huh.
can shut them up in about 3 or 4 minutes and get some sense out of them.
Right, and sometimes what did you call about? And then that reminds them that they had, and a lot of times just talking, they forget what they were going to call about.
They don't even know what they're calling about.
Mm.
I'll say,
mm-hmm.
okay, what's happening with you? And then they hesitate for a few minutes and they say, oh, that's right. I did want to tell you this. That's why I called. Okay, tell me.
Uh-huh.
You know, that happens.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the phone so much, it gets tiresome after a while. I'm sure you do the same thing.
Oh, well, yes. But sometimes people just plain need to vent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just need to vomit up what is upsetting them.
Right.
And it takes a good friend to listen through that, you know.
Right.
Or,
and what happens is they'll say, gosh, you helped me so much, and you haven't said two words except hello.
but there's something about the quality of listening that makes people feel better.
Mm-hmm.
If they know you're really listening, even if they're upset, it just to be heard
right.
is so important. So
it is
important
to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that they are able to figure out the problem by talking to you. They're answering their
mm-hmm.
own question, of course, but they are actually making sense to themselves. And then they thank you for doing that. Well, you haven't done much of anything, you know, except listen. And it's important to listen.
Ask the important question.
Mm-hmm.
That is That was Socrates' secret. He taught by asking questions.
Mm-hmm. And then that solves the problem.
Yes, it does. So I believe you said you wanted to tell us a joke.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
This is really funny because I went to get the phone, to be ready to pick up the phone, to call, to be on time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the clock to see what time it was. Well, the clock has another one of those hands on it that isn't...
Okay.
And I said, oh my gosh, I'm late. Well, I'm going to try anyway. And I called, and you answered. And I mm-hmm. almost said, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry I'm late. But you didn't say I was late, so I didn't say anything. And I'm sitting here thinking, what in the world did that clock say? And then I realized that the clock had a second hand and a minute hand as well as the main hand. And I was looking at the second hand. Yeah.
Okay. Well, every second counts, but Ada Marie.
I know it does, but I said, oh, my goodness. I at least I didn't call it the wrong time completely.
Speaking of time, one of our callers, I believe, is a little short of time. Are you ready to take a question?
Yeah, I can take a question.
Okay, let me see if I can get us set up. Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you so much for taking my phone call and knowing that I was in a rush.
Hi, Suzanne. What's happening?
Well, a couple of things. I have two questions. My first was, you know what, I was going online trying to find a nice man to date, and I'm having no luck. So now I'm writing prayers on a piece of paper and praying to God to send me someone in my everyday life. Someone who's right for me, and I'm right for them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also looking for a bus monitor job, and I'm writing prayers for that. What do you see with those two things?
Well, the first thing is, if you quit looking, they'll be standing in front of you. Quit looking. Stop it. Just forget it.
I started today. I was fed up. I said, no more.
That's right. Now it'll happen. And
okay.
The job is available if you're available for the hours they got.
Well, the thing is that I don't think they were going to call to the summer because school's almost out. So I don't know if they were going to – I want to know when you saw them calling me to interview for the summer. But then I also want to take it for September and then just keep it till forever.
Well, then when you call and talk to them, tell them that you're interested in a permanent position year-round.
I went down there in April. And then, again, I filled out the application, then I went out and kind of had a small interview. And then they said they really weren't hiring for the summer. Then I called this week and said, well, just in case anything comes up before the summer, so I guess there's nothing else I can do.
I guess not. It depends on who's running the job. You know, some people are picky about things.
Well, they're really not hiring till July 5th after summer school.
Right. And probably because they don't want to have to work that extra time to do the interview. So be real funny when you talk to them, you know, be pleasant and laughing and having a good time. I mean, not laughing at them, but I mean, you know, say.
Yeah,
well
what I'm trying to get is, when do you see them calling me to interview for the summer job?
For the summer job?
For the summer and for September. See, it's being a bus monitor, watching children for summer school, but then having the same job in the summer for the regular school.
Okay. Then that's applicable. Have you started summer school?
No, summer school doesn't start till July 5th. I just wondered if you see them, a bus company calling me to do that for the summer and September.
Yes.
Okay.
The way you were talking, everything was in the air and bouncing around like a bunch of balls bouncing in the air. But yes, they will call you to come and work, and they will like you enough to keep you through the school year.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to be the one that I applied to April, or is it going to be one that I was thinking of calling that I used to work at that's close by where I live? There's two of them.
Well, either one of them will call you, but the one that will call you first is the one you talk to first. But the other thing that might happen is when you talk to the people that you used to work for,
yes, I called them about 3 weeks ago. They said they didn't have any openings.
Right. And when you call them back, they'll say, come aboard. If you want to come aboard, you can come aboard.
Really? When should I call them?
Monday.
Really?
That's what I got. That's
okay,
what I got.
This
yeah,
Monday?
Yes, you can just tell them. I just wanted to remind you that I'm here on short notice if you need me.
Really? Okay, because I quit there because it wasn't enough money, but now I know that the grass isn't always greener, so I don't know if they're going to say, no, you quit.
They're not going to say that. They liked you.
Oh. Okay.
So they won't say that.
And you can just say I had some personal reasons, and that's all over now. That's all
yeah.
taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, the other one may be a better company, but this one's, like, right where I live, like 5 minutes away.
Well, get mm-hmm. over there and
yeah.
talk to them.
All right. Should I write down some prayers for that, too?
You can write some down. I mean, it never hurts to write a prayer that they're happy to see you and they're happy to have you back. I would do that.
Well, I don't know. I called,
now,
like, 3 weeks ago. They didn't have anything.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Write it that way, and they will think that way.
Okay, I'll put that down on a piece of paper, and then
and
I also went to church
I'm
today
going
and put candles.
Don't say I'm going to, because going to never happens.
All right, I am going to get the job at the bus company that I live close to.
No, I have the job as soon as
I
it's available.
I have the job. Yeah.
I
got
have
it.
The job.
See, when you say
available?
I'm going to, do you understand?
No,
you say I'm going to, it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
But if you say I have this position and I like this position and I like the people I work with, you'll have it.
Okay. I like the job that I have now with the bus company, and I'm going to enjoy it, and they're going to like me.
Yes. And now there you
again,
go.
Again, you're
got
saying
it.
Going to. Again, you're saying going
and then
to.
You say. They do.
No, I have.
They do.
I have
they,
the job
they like we
they
like each other
me.
And it works out perfectly.
Right.
We like each other and it works out perfectly. I have the job at the bus company. We like each other and it works out perfectly.
There you
That's
go.
That's good.
Okay, I'll stay in front of the mirror all weekend.
Okay. Okay. Take it easy,
right.
Joanne. Suzanne, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sure.
Have a great weekend.
We will. You too.
Thank you.
It'll be a good week for you.
Absolutely.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is this Donna?
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ada Marie.
You have a question
Hi.
For Ada Marie?
Yeah, I have two. Also, I'm not in a relationship. I am talking to a fellow that I met online, Ray, but he's like 12 years older, and I'm 64. It's kind of old for me in a way. And then also I'm going to, with Rhodes Scholars, they give out scholarships. I was so surprised. These are learning trips all over the world, and I got one for the Redwoods in Northern California at a medicine Buddhist temple in the Redwoods Forest, and we're going to learn about living and dying and energy modalities, and they have a pool and a spa and everything. So I got 6 nights there in my own
Good.
Private room. I'm very happy about that. We're thinking maybe I'd meet someone there if this Ron doesn't work out. I haven't met him in person
well,
yet.
Well, you haven't said I'm going to meet someone there yet. You need to say
yeah.
I'm going to meet the right person there. Then
okay.
you're going to meet the right person there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That person there. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
You feel good about that as far as maybe
good about it.
Oh, that's good. And then also, I'm not working. I'm 64, so I do get income coming in, you know, from my Social Security. But I wonder if there's any little wins. I'm kind of a lucky person. I've won a car and I've won several trips around the world and things like that. So I'm expecting another win to come in, like a windfall.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, sit down and write the kind of job you want, the kind of people you want to work for, the hours you want to work, and how close they are to your house. That would be a very good way to get it all put together.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I can't really start work right away, though, because I'm leaving in September.
Well, write it when you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
The writing really helps, huh?
You
yes,
have a long time between now and now and September.
It is,
yeah.
But if she writes it out now and then she rewrites it later in September, she'll have the right thing going. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That works.
I'm writing now and losing the little bit of weight that I want to lose and, you know, just feeling healthy.
You want to become smaller?
I do.
Then stop losing. You can tap your temples in the morning, looking in the mirror, and say, I am a perfect size 6, if that's what you want, 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Every morning and every night before you go to bed, stop in the bathroom, tap your temples with both fingers, use both hands, and say, I am a perfect size. What do you want to be, 6?
8.
8.
I'm 5'8". Yeah, so 8 would be good for me, 5'8".
Okay, then I am a perfect size 8. And continue to do it as you watch the energy change in your body.
Oh, okay.
And you
and
will
on some
smaller.
Level, you know, you don't, your subconscious does not want to lose anything.
No, you're going to become something. You're going to become a size 8. And
yeah.
You're going to tap your temples morning and night and command your body to be a perfect size 8. And then you will see that you will also feel better.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel better.
I had a lady that weighed 510 pounds.
Wow.
Took her 1 year tapping her temples to get down to, well, the first plateau she ended at was 185 pounds. That's where she stopped. And then after she did that, she realized that she hadn't done what she should have done. She had made peace with herself over the fact that she had become so much smaller in a year. So she called up. I said, look, you have not thanked your good Lord because you have been able to become smaller and smaller. You've been able to feel happier. You've been able to get over the whatever you had wrong with you that you couldn't work. Now you're working. Now you're doing things. And now you're making a mistake of not thanking every day as you tap your temples that you are a perfect size 8. Well, I am. I said, well, then keep tapping your temples. Keep aware. Keep yourself aware that you've reached a goal and you're going to maintain it. You know, it don't do any good to diet. That's the worst thing a person can do because as soon as they quit, they're going to gobble, 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 just like a turkey gobble.
That's right, because you've been denying yourself.
You're right. You haven't done it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But I've taken a lot of people, 300 and 400 and 500 pounds, down to one girl. She weighed 502 pounds. 3 years later, she walked up to my gate, and I went to meet her, and she said, you don't recognize me, with this big smile on her face. And she had a little girl with her. And I said, I'm really sorry. Your auric field doesn't, I just don't recall you. I just really don't know your name. I'm really sorry. So she told me who she was, and she told me how she did what I told her and how she did it. She says, and I've kept on doing it, and I'm married, and I have a wonderful husband, and this is my daughter. And this little tiny girl, she was like two years old. And she said, I can't believe I have this beautiful little girl, and I'm being very careful to take good care of her and teach her how to eat right. So it was a win-win-win.
Oh, definitely. I'll do that. I'll do it when I wake up in the morning, and I'll do it at night.
Absolutely. Anybody can do it because it works for everybody, because they're talking to their own subconscious, and their own subconscious will obey as long as they don't lose anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't want to lose.
Okay, we have some more questions waiting for us.
Okay.
You posted. So, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you, Donna. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ada Marie. It's Candy.
Oh, hi, Candy. What's up?
You know, I just have a question because my friend is having surgery on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and I told her to wear blue because I remember you were talking about colors once, and you said if you ever have surgery, you should always go to the hospital dressed in blue, correct?
No, purple. Now,
purple.
Now this is what you're going to do. You're going to start wrapping the girl in purple, the doctors, the nurses, the instruments, and the whole room in purple. And you're going to start tonight if the surgery is tomorrow morning or tomorrow anytime.
No, Monday.
Monday.
Then start mm-hmm. the day before and keep wrapping everything in purple. And it will come out perfect. No matter what it is, the surgery will come out perfect.
Oh,
but
use
the color purple.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
I didn't hear what you the last thing you said.
I said use the color purple.
Purple,
put the doctor in purple, the instruments in purple, the room in purple, the nurses in purple, everything in purple.
Okay, now, when I tell her this, when I told her blue, it's my mistake. I'll call her right after the radio show is over. But what's the reason for purple? Is that the healing color?
Yeah, it is. It's divine healing.
Okay, because that's what was her question.
It's also personal power. It's making her stronger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very strong. And she'll come out of it with flying colors.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ada.
You're welcome, honey. And remember, you can use purple for healing anytime.
Okay, I'll remember that now.
Yeah.
And
okay. You
really laughed earlier because when you were talking about people that, you know, talk too much. Yesterday I was with two friends of mine, and one hardly talks at all, and the other one makes up for it. And I was in the middle of the both of them.
Well, let me tell you a
funny
secret. When we were girls, girls have mm-hmm. a tendency to want to talk a lot, you know. So every time my grandma would be at our house, and us girls would start jabbering, she called it, she would reach up with her right hand, her left hand, and she would put her hand on her shoulder and pull her hand with her hand open across her throat. And everybody would shut up. People just quit talking. So when I was 10 years old, I was in school, and we had a teacher that was a motor mouth. And so I didn't sit in the front of the class because I wasn't real brilliant. And so one day she was going on and on and on at this person. So I just very quietly reached up to my shoulder and pulled my hand across my throat. And guess what? She coughed and quit talking.
Oh, that's very funny.
And I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything else. That's all I did. There's many little tricks you can do, and nobody knows you're doing it.
Mm. Uh-huh. I'll keep that one in mind the next time the talkative one is around me.
Yeah. If you're talking to anybody who can't shut up, you know, their tongue is hinged in the middle. You just do that, and it'll slow them right down and stop them.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. No, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for taking my call.
So what's next now?
Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Who are we talking with?
Jay from Canada.
Roger?
Jay.
Okay, Jay, what's the question?
My question is in regards to when you have a mix of family who have their own way of doing things and you become spiritual awakened and they're not willing to listen or do things that maybe in a long term are more helpful to that person. I just wondered what your thoughts about that is, because it seems like
Tell you something. There's a way to work with those people. When you're listening to them, you know, and they're not really they're jabbering anyway. You can say, you know, you had the best idea, and then tell them what the idea was, and they'll say, really? Did you think so? When did I say that? Oh, a while back. I was thinking about what you said a while back. And you had the best idea, whatever it is that you want to use for an idea. And that'll stop that stuff. They'll just quit jabbering. Because they want attention.
When they can't remember saying it, and then you start praising what they said.
Right.
I used to do that with a boss of mine. It's so funny that you say that, Ada Marie.
Yeah, I know. I've done it with lots of people. I say, you know, you had the best idea. I was in shock. I just thought and thought and thought how wonderful that was. And then I haven't even said what it was. But they start right in to tell you. How great.
And then they start trying to think of something good to say. So
yeah,
it keeps
they
them
do,
busy.
And then they
keeps
tell
them
you something.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a good thing to say, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's always, you know, when you're talking with somebody that you disagree with on most of the things, you must be able to find something that is special about them and something that you like, and steer the conversation to that.
Yeah, take it to that.
Bring
it's
out
like
the best in them.
One man, he just can't shut up. I mean, he's just miserable. He talks so much. And so whenever he comes in and I say, man, that's a gorgeous shirt. Where did you get that shirt? He shuts right up. Well, that shirt's about 20 years old. I said, well, that's a great shirt. Don't lose it. And then you got him.
That's funny.
Alrighty. That's funny. Okay.
But it could be anything. You could say it about anything, you know. It wouldn't have to be the clothes they're wearing. You know, wouldn't have to. It'd just be something that you could talk about that you know they would know about.
Okay.
Try it.
You know, sometimes when you think that somebody is better than they are, they will stretch themselves to try to live up to your good opinion.
Right.
Oh, really?
They'll make an effort.
Hmm. Okay.
So, you know, it's like when you're raising kids, you can get a look. They call it a grandma's look. And they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. And you just don't say anything. You just walk over and take a look at them. They quit instantly. They just stop.
Awesome.
And my son said, "How do you do that, Mom?" I said, "Very carefully. You don't say anything. You just walk over and you just have that stern look in your eye and they stop what they're doing."
They suddenly think, like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, well, normally they'll quit what they're doing, you know, and want to do something different.
Right.
But it works.
You know, generally people, they try to do their best, but
yeah.
But if they're in have some bad habits, it's important to get them back on track to want to be their best.
Right.
That makes sense?
Okay. That makes sense.
It definitely makes sense.
But congratulations on literally moving away from in your own consciousness. And
right.
It's important to spend as much time as you can with people on your same wavelength.
Oh, that's so true.
Because then you keep growing.
It makes a difference.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Like-minded people you talk to, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we respond to the vibrations that we expose ourselves to.
Right. And we have to hold ourselves intact sometimes when we know we could give them an answer that would be very, very good for them, but they're not ready for it, so you just have to kind of be quiet. Just kind of let it soak in through the subconscious mind that you're thinking. You're thinking, but you're not saying anything. You're keeping your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
You get more things accomplished by not opening your mouth, by just looking, than you do by, you know, expounding on a subject that nobody wants to hear.
Okay.
And one thing. Nobody likes a lecture.
No. Mm-mm.
So sometimes even telling a joke that gets a point across,
right,
is a good way to steer the dialogue somewhat some different direction.
Right.
Okay.
Good idea.
Thanks a lot for your question. That's a good.
That's a very
really
good question.
Thoughtful thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So we got a couple of other people that want to ask questions. So I think we better move on a little bit.
Take care.
Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. This is Sharon. How are you?
Well,
we've
I'm
talked
great.
Once before.
Yeah, we are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
great
you
today.
Sound great.
We got wonderful weather.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm calling because I'm having a lot of trouble with communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's being blocked by a third party.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you see anything... or how I can get it fixed, or if
okay.
you see them.
Now, let me ask you, are you both in the same town or the same space, or are you in one part of the country and then in another?
It's with all my communication, but, yeah, we're in the same space. I get somebody messing with my phone, and I've repeatedly tried to get help, and it's not working.
You did what?
I've just tried to get
Tried to get her phone fixed.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I've about 100 of them, it seems like, and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm wondering if you see that lifting or a way I can, or who's doing it.
Have you called the phone company?
Oh, yeah, I've done everything. Everything you could logically think of.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay. Do you have a friend that you know very well that you can talk to when you're not on the phone?
No.
You don't have a girlfriend or somebody you can talk to? I'm going to tell you a system to use. You don't know anybody that you could get to play along with you on a thing? This is what you do.
Not in town. You know, not off. Not everybody's, you know, away.
Okay, if they live in New York and you live in Chicago, it don't make any difference as long as somebody will go along with your program.
Okay.
And this is what you do. You write them a letter.
Well, they're listening.
Huh?
They're listening now. They're listening now.
You think they are?
Oh, I know they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they make, you know, they beep and, you know, do all kinds of stuff to interrupt my calls.
Okay.
They let me know.
Okay.
It's
this is what you do.
Yeah.
You call somebody up, whoever it is, don't make any difference, and start talking like this. Okay. Got it? And just go on like that, and the other person will start doing the same thing back to you, and you'll get rid of them.
No, because they know I'm going to do it now because they've just heard you tell
me. That's all right.
But
do it
funny.
Anyway.
How do you know they're listening in? How can they listen in?
Well, sometimes because, you know, they screw up, and I get messages for them, and I've got, you know, a friend, you know, their phone number identifies because they've got other phone numbers attached to my phone, and they push the buttons all the time and disconnect me and remotely do stuff all the time. I called my carrier and they told me, you know, that my phone was cloned and that
did
kind
your
of thing.
Phone what?
So they call it cloned, and I guess you don't even have to get that close to somebody with a cell phone that they can make copies of it. So it's just like, they're using it remotely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Would it be a good thing for you to get a whole new telephone number?
I've done it like 10 times, and they still get it because they've got something in my house that I haven't been able to find, like a routing or Wi-Fi or, you know.
Oh, okay.
A wall.
Okay, have the phone
so
company come in and go through your house.
Yeah, they won't do that. It's a cell phone. They don't do that.
Hmm.
Like I said, I was kind of hoping
if I were you,
maybe
I
you
would
could
change
something up.
If I would change carriers.
Yeah, I've done that. Like I said, there's nothing logically that I haven't tried several times. So I was hoping psychically or you would get who's doing it.
Well, even if I can get it, even if I could, and I can't because of the energy pattern, the wave of the energy wave is not something that I can enter into. But what you can do is, obviously they're using your cell phone to get after you, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're using the cell phone. I would get a house phone.
Yeah, they did that too. I disconnected it because I wasn't going to pay for it with them using it.
Hmm.
I did all that. I've done it
all. then the only other thing you can do is borrow a phone from somebody when you want to talk to them, because they can't get to an unknown number.
Beta, is it negative wavelength? Is that why you can't see it?
Right.
Yeah, it is very negative.
Right. Right.
There is someone that I was trying to get a hold of to, you know, help me, and those calls keep getting blocked. I don't know if...
Have you written them a letter?
You can pick them. No.
Okay. Write a letter. Try that.
Are you picking up anything for me? Any messages from Spirit?
The only message I'm picking up is that it appears to be another woman instead of a man. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the people that I know is doing it just got arrested for, you know, something else. He was just so obvious.
Yeah.
But I was just saying the same thing, Ada, because some of the things that are being done, only a woman would know, you know?
Right.
Only, you know, to irritate. Only a woman would know, you know?
Yeah.
And,
well, have you gone to the phone company and talked to them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they won't offer you any help?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What phone company are you with?
I've got a couple of, you know, the one woman, I got her, the bank made her move, you know. I mean, I filed complaints, and ever since I did that, you know, I had to. There's fraud going on. And I've just, they made her move, but that doesn't mean she's not still doing stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just get retaliated is all it is. Because if I catch them, that just pisses them off. So,
do these people know
they
you?
They have to try to. Well, yeah, I guess so, because they've been spying on me or, you know, listening to my calls. And I filed complaints about some, you know, major stuff, and it's retaliation.
You must not have anything else to do.
I guess. Or, you know what? These, you know, big corporations, big hospital corporations, they have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now you're beginning to sound kind of odd. This doesn't sound like something that a corporation or a hospital would do. This sounds like something that a prankster would do.
I know. It's kind of a combination of both. One gave the others, like, authority, you know? Like, they don't care what they do.
Because
they don't want me here. They want me gone.
Why? Because you work there?
No, because I, you know, confronted them on, you know, malpractice and fraud and all kinds of stuff that they
no
were
wonder
doing.
They're trying to run you out.
Exactly. But I just wanted them to fix it. I wasn't, I mean, I confronted
fix
them.
Fix what?
I didn't go above
fix,
them.
Wait a minute.
What?
Fix what? What do you want them to fix?
Oh, their medical treatments or a fraudulent mortgage, take it off, you know, that kind of thing.
For you
covenant.
You suffered malpractice yourself?
Yes, and my parents. And I didn't go to I didn't try to sue anybody. I just wanted them to stop it and correct it.
Just the fact that you let them know that you knew it, that was a mistake.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
You go to a lawyer.
I just
you go to a lawyer.
That's all you've got. That's your only option left, is to go to an attorney.
Yeah. They want lots of money.
They don't all want lots of money.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been asking around, do you see me getting an attorney?
Did you get one?
You need to.
No, I haven't
you,
been able
she
to
wants
find
to
one.
Know if you see. You must ask for someone to work on consignment. That way they get paid on what
right.
What money they get for you.
We do
have a couple of other callers, and we spent
okay,
a,
so,
you
so
know,
we don't have an answer there?
I don't
see
have
if
an
I'm
answer.
I'm
going to
be able to get an attorney.
You
okay.
might get an attorney.
You must,
and
look,
might
you must look for an attorney. We can't get an attorney for you. You need to do that yourself.
I didn't ask you to. I asked psychically if she saw one.
Yes, I do.
Anything?
She didn't ask us to find her an attorney. But there is one close by that knows the family.
Okay.
Okay.
That knows my family?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll try. Thank you.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you there?
Okay. Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Who
Kaylee?
Are we speaking with?
This is Monique.
Kaylee?
Monique.
Monique. Oh, okay.
Monique.
Yes.
What is your question?
Anything for love. Do you see your relationship coming in? Okay.
You see a relationship for her, Ada Marie?
I is she talking and I can't understand
yes,
what you're saying?
That's what I asked.
And the question is, do I see her in a relationship?
Come on.
Yes.
I don't see her in one right now, but I see one coming into her life around September.
Okay. Is there anything that you can share about the person?
No, but they're very nice person, and they're very, very intelligent, you know. So it would be complimentary to her because she has a lot of natural ability to work. So it would be a complimentary. It would be good.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was funny,
okay.
All that funny sound.
Yes, it was. I can see you getting ready for it. It's important to be ready for the romance when it comes.
Right. To be happy.
Yes.
There's a lot of energy there that isn't very happy.
Mhm. And I'm not.
So you need to be happy. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
You must be
happy. Just focus on things that make you happy. And the happier you get, the easier it's going to be for you to attract someone to you.
Okay. But not just anyone, but the right one. That's what I'm
That's right.
That's what I'm looking
that's
for.
That's right.
Right.
Mhm.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you both. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
Wait, no, do we have someone
Hello?
Else? Hello.
Hi,
yes,
thanks for
calling.
Taking my call. Hi.
Sure thing. Who are you?
I'm good. My name is Tonetta.
Tonetta, okay.
Do you have a Yes, I do. I would like to know if you see somebody moving into my home very shortly.
No. Ooh, that came fast. Yeah, that really blew out of my mouth without me thinking even.
Whoa. Okay, yes,
oh.
It did come fast.
Yeah.
Because I have somebody moving in soon here.
Well, maybe you do, but I don't see them coming.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird.
I know it sounds weird, but it came out of my mouth so quickly, I don't know why. I don't have an answer.
Okay. Hmm. Wow.
Are you planning on renting a room or something? Or?
Well, do you see me moving or anything, or...
You know, that's a very good question, because in August you could decide to move.
Oh, okay.
You very well could.
Okay.
And that would be a good move for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, well, it looks as if we're moving right toward the end of the hour here.
Oh, good.
Do you have anything that...
Been good.
Absolutely.
Well, I want people to listen to their intuition. Now, this lady that just called, she had, for several months, she had a feeling that things were changing. She knew something was coming. She couldn't tell what. But she didn't wait long enough to get the answer as to what was going to happen. And had she been concentrating or allowing a little effort as to what she knew that she didn't know, she'd be aware of everything that was going to happen around her. See, awareness...
But do you see, when you mentioned she might move, it really clicked with her. Her voice changed. Her energy changed. Everything changed.
Right.
That was very interesting.
Well, see, that's what... I used to teach classes in awareness, and I taught these classes, for years. And it wouldn't take people maybe 3 months before they'd finally hear, feel, know that they were receiving something. And then after a little bit, they would know what they were receiving. So their life really opened up, and they began to really move forward and do some great, wonderful things in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to be aware. They need to be aware that they know something, even if they don't know what they know. My kids used to get furious. I'd say, well, I do know something. And they'd say, I know, Mama, you know it, but you don't know what you know. I said, no, but I'll know in time to do the right thing. Because it's true. You would know in time to do what was right.
Mm-hmm.
I even taught that to classes. I taught that energy pattern to classes so that when you know, you don't know what you know, but you know. So you're aware all the time that something different is coming into your life, and it does, and as it comes, you go, oh, my God, I would have never dreamed of that.
That was what I was waiting for. Or that was what was bothering me. Or that was, or no wonder. How many times have we said that?
It will always be something positive. You will not be given a negative. Negative is what you produce, but you are... When you are receiving, you're going to receive something positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Good. Uh-huh.
So, you know, I know what
well,
I know. I just
I
don't
do
know what
believe.
I know.
We've had just a wonderful show. We really have.
Yeah. Well, good. Is it over?
I think we're, time goes much faster sometimes and much slower this time. And this time it went pretty fast.
But we are
just at the end of the hour.
Well, I want everybody to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and lots of happy times. It'll be wonderful for you. Okay? Think
and
you can
I
do
just
that?
Want to say love and light and see
That's
you next
right.
week.
Love and light is right. Okay? Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, everybody.